Lessons from Leaders by Your Story.
You're listening to Lessons from Leaders by Your Story. Shraddha Sharma, founder and CEO of Your Story, interviewed Nandan Nilekani, an Indian entrepreneur who co-founded Infosys. The interview started off by talking about his three big ideas.
Nandan, I'm very excited talking to you. You know, I had recently met Aditya Puri and he said that there are three things that will make India radically different and push India forward. One is Prime Minister Modi and his digital thrust. Second is you, Nandan Nilekani, and what you've done with Aadhaar and everything else that you're doing. And third is Jio. You know, I want to understand with you the kind of transformation that you are bringing in this country. And I saw you recently at the Account Aggregator event. Tell us, you know, what he said, that India will be radically different with what you're doing. I just want to ask you.
Sure. I think there are three big ideas which have evolved in the last 10 years. The first, of course, is well known. It's Aadhaar. I was in the government for 5 years, and today 1.3 billion people have an Aadhaar, and that whole story is well known. Account opening, direct DBT, and so on. So the Aadhaar is one big part of that. The second is UPI, Unified Payment Interface, which is an initiative of NPCI, which is one of India's great companies. It's a non-profit company owned by the banks. But so much innovation has come from them, including IMPS and now UPI. Yeah. And I'm an advisor to NPCI on innovation and public policy. I think UPI is the second big thing which has come out of NPCI. And you know, last month they did 900 million transactions. And now it's not only used for person-to-person and person-to-online merchant, but the big thing now is person-to-physical merchant. Yeah. And we have many companies who are rolling out physical QR codes to millions of merchants. So I think the whole payment revolution is well underway. And the third big idea, which is just getting launched, is the Account Aggregator, which is really an initiative of the Reserve Bank, which allows companies to act as aggregators and provide what we call as data empowerment, so that the consumer or small business can take data from any one of his sources, be it a GST data database or a bank database, and give it to a lender or to a wealth manager or whatever. So I think these three big things, Aadhaar, which is about 10 years old, UPI, which is about 5 years old, and Account Aggregator, which is just rolled out, are three big transformational things in the Indian digital world.
So what is Nandan Nilekani's big why?
You know, I recently read this book by Simon Sinek, which says, why? And for you, last 10 years, you started UIDAI at 54, like a startup itself. Like the kind of transformation and the scale that you brought in this country in terms of the digital services or digital public good, what is your why?
Well, you know, I'm a strong believer that India needs to leapfrog in development. And having worked both on the physical side of, you know, when I was chairman of the BATF, we used to look at how to fix roads and drains and those kind of things. I realized early on that in India, for a curious reason, rolling out digital infrastructure is much easier than rolling out physical infrastructure. Second thing is that India is a common single market for services and a fragmented market for goods, which has now been fixed by GST. So if you roll out something which changes banks, the whole country can roll out, because all these are nationally regulated markets. It's the opposite of Europe. Europe is a single market for goods, but a fragmented market for services. So I realized that digital services at national scale is where one can have the most impact, which is why I've been involved with these things.
Does India need a CTO?
You know, I want to ask you, people say that you're the CTO of India. Do you think that India needs a CTO?
No. I don't think anyone is CTO. I mean, all of us are contributing. I'm not the only person. I think when you look behind this whole thing, there are some amazing people who have made a contribution. People like Pramod Varma, people like Vivek Raghavan, Sanjay Jain, Srikant Nadamuni, Sharad Sharma, iSpirit, the iSpirit volunteer team, people like Siddharth Shetty, Tanuj Pojwani, Nikhil Kumar, who did a lot of work on UPI. So these are all people who have contributed. By no means just my achievement.
In our country, we talk about scale, but not many people have been able to envisage this kind of scale. How do you get that mindset?
One thing I believe is it takes the same effort to think big or think small. So then I might as well think big, and that's my theory. And second is that I think if you want to move the needle in India, if you really want to make an impact, if you want to move development, if you want to actually change the lives of people, you have to think at scale, because just having a small solution which works in a little pilot is not going to change anybody. But if 1.3 billion people can change the way they live their lives, get access to services, because I believe that if 1.3 billion people's productivity, each of them is improved a little bit, the cumulative impact of that is enormous.
Yeah.
Technology reaching a large number of people is a big criteria.
One of the questions which we keep getting asked is that, you know, India has made and leapfrogged and done great, but it's very skewed, the development in this country. And I was recently in UP. It's like very different. Today, we are still not seeing a very inclusive growth. And you keep talking about data empowerment and how it will lead to financial inclusion. What should we be doing more?
No, I think everything that we talk about, whether it's Aadhaar or UPI or DEPA, is really about reaching everyone. It's not about just for a small fraction of people. We want it to, obviously, people who have smartphones have access to this, but we want people with feature phones to have access. And frankly, the real people we want access to is people who don't have phones. Yeah. Aadhaar reaches everybody. And today, there is something called Aadhaar-enabled payment system, which is a payment system designed and rolled out by NPCI, where if you don't have a phone, you can still open a bank account using your Aadhaar eKYC and withdraw money in your village just using your fingerprint. And 100 million people are withdrawing money every month across the country. It's either a DBT money or it's their inward remittance from their spouse in the city. So this is actually impacting 100 million people who don't have anything else. So I think everything that we are designing is designing for the masses. In fact, if you look at what we're doing in Ekstep, which is a non-profit philanthropy which my wife Rohini, Shankar, Maura and I have set up, that entire education infrastructure is being rolled out. That again is to benefit everybody. And the good news we find when we talk to different states is many of the states which see themselves as falling behind are even more eager to catch up.
Yeah.
So I think that's the good news.
Ever wonder why time management is important?
You know, one of the things that you said that when you meet people and leaders, there are two, three things that you observe. One is their prioritization, their decision making, and how do they spend their time. You know, I want to ask, how are you prioritizing your time?
I think time management is very important, but not just in time management of doing things efficiently. It's also about what you do with your time. Spending time on those things that have a multiplier effect, which change things, is very important. And also, I think compartmentalizing yourself to be able to do different things. But at any given time, the one thing you're working on, you give it complete focus. I've seen that with all good leaders. And finally, empowering people. You know, one of the reasons people ask me how I do so many things, actually, I don't do too many things. But there are fantastic people working with me on many things, and they are the real people who make this happen.
One of the meetings I heard, it was not such a private meeting and you were part of it. Even the intern in the room, you empowered the person and asked him also for an opinion. So basically what you're saying is that everyone should have that equal opportunity and say in the room. Have you done that always?
Yeah, because I'm pretty hierarchy-less in that sense. I deal with everyone as an equal. And you know, the best idea may come from the technically the junior most person in the room, but that's fine. I don't have a sense of hierarchy.
Does Nandan Nilekani intend to invest in startups again?
Nandan, you've gone on record and said that you're not investing in startups now. Why is that?
Well, first of all, till 2014, I had not invested in startups, except my original investment in Infosys. But after that, I had not invested in startups. But after 2014, you know, when I came back from doing Aadhaar and I was free, and suddenly I realized that there was a startup revolution happening in India, and particularly in Bangalore, and particularly in Kormangala, where I live. So from my house, Kormangala, HSR, Indranagar, was a hotbed of startups.
Yeah.
So I was very keen to understand what was happening. So I did a few investments. But then later I realized that I should do something more systematically. So sometime back, Sanjeev Agarwal and I think you interviewed him recently, said, let's focus on what we know well, which is how to make companies grow big.
Yeah.
And hence we set up this joint fund called Fundamentum, $100 million fund with a great team. And we're making investments in companies, not just money, but also helping them on strategy, growth, sales, HR, those kind of things. You know, but we're not going to do a lot of investment. We'll do maybe 10 of them. But with each company, me and a few others will actually work with them.
Are you an entrepreneur? And do you think you have the right idea?
You know, Nandan, I have one question. Like, as an entrepreneur here in India, I feel we have a level playing field, but we are competing with American, Chinese, everyone, every day. Indian entrepreneurs, what kind of mindset should we have?
India is full of unexplored, dormant niches that can grow big. And I'm convinced that there's plenty of room for Indian entrepreneurs with the right ideas which they can build great companies with. I'm seeing this every day. And India is a very competitive market. As you rightly said, we have US companies, Chinese companies, US capital, Chinese capital, Indian entrepreneurs. It's like a very, very competitive. But there's great opportunity here. And I think you'll see a lot of very successful companies in India, which will do things that you can't do in the West. For example, if you take this, like payments, we have seen so much of the payment infrastructure in India is completely different from the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But that has created a lot of opportunity and a lot of companies have come up. Or account aggregator. Nowhere else in the world you have this concept of empowering people to use their own data.
Yeah.
So that creates a whole new business model. So many, many entrepreneurs will take advantage of that. So I'm convinced that notwithstanding the competition, the smart Indian entrepreneurs will do very well.
Does Nandan Nilekani have plans on putting India on the world map?
Made in India, Aadhaar, the account aggregator, all these are India first innovation. Don't you have plans to take it across the world?
Well, these are, you know, these are really digital public goods, right?
Yeah.
And there's tremendous interest in all these three. I think, for example, on identity, digital identity.
Yeah.
Now it's a global topic of discussion. There's a group at the World Bank called ID4D. And there are at least 20 countries looking at some kind of digital identity program.
Yeah.
So that has taken root. There's an open source platform being built called MOSIP right here in IIITB, which countries can take advantage of. So that's becoming one. Similarly, again on payments, there's a lot of interest. Many countries, recently I met with a couple of governors of large central banks who want to implement something similar in their own country. And the account aggregator is such a new idea that people can't even fathom what is this whole idea, account empowerment and all that. But I'm very convinced that once people see the power of account aggregators, many countries would like to adopt the same. So absolutely, these are being designed in India, but they can be used in the world. And this will be India's big contribution of digital public goods to the rest of the world.
Shraddha Sharma, founder and CEO of Your Story, was curious to know about Infosys and relevance.
What has Infosys meant to you?
Oh, Infosys has been everything for me. I mean, I was the co-founder of Infosys at the age of 25, 26. I was very raw. I had never done entrepreneurship before. So all my success, my wealth, my, you know, experience all came from Infosys. And, you know, after 8 years, I've gone back to Infosys as the chairman. And I'm really proud to be there.
You know, how do you keep yourself so relevant?
I read a lot. I talk to people. The advantage I have is that a lot of people come to see me from different walks of life.
They all die to see you.
Including you. and with each of them, I have a very good conversation. So I'm constantly learning. I came back this morning from Europe. I had some amazing meetings. And I learned so much just in 3-4 days. So I think if you keep meeting diverse people and are open to learning, you can always keep up.
What has money meant to you?
Money is really freedom, you know, the freedom to do what I want, the freedom to, give it away. It's freedom.
Well, they say the distance between your dreams and reality is action, which relates to this next question.
What has been your big dream?
My big dream is how to, in our lifetimes, make a material difference to the billion people of this country. I think it's better to be an optimist than a pessimist.
Yeah.
And now I recently read that optimists live longer. So that further confirms to me that is the right strategy. I mean, every day there are challenges, there are problems. But you shouldn't let yourself be weighed down by them. You always have to keep your eye on the big picture and go relentlessly forward.
What does India mean to you?
I think India is the most interesting and exciting country in the world. It's amazing diversity. It's at the cusp of great change. So I'm very happy to be an Indian in India today, making a difference to everybody.
And what do you think about all the work that you've done with Aadhaar, UPI, account aggregator?
No, I think I'm really blessed that I got a chance to do all this. I mean, there are not too many people who have worked in the private sector and in the government space. So I think I've had a chance to do both. So I'm really thoroughly enjoying it.
The biggest question is, how do you deal with failure?
You know, if you look at your career, you have been curious, you learn, you're always constantly learning. You say that mentorship is a continuum. Talked about failure, that one failure that you had is that in politics.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
That's not the only failure. I mean, one other failure, which not just me, that we had gone into hardware in the 80s. From software, we diversified into hardware, and that was also a failure. So that was, I think both those and my political failure, both those I think have taught me a lesson that while it's good to try out new things, you must also not try out something which is so radically different from what you do that you don't have the strengths in that arena. In both cases, I didn't have the core competence to do that function.
You are a whole benchmark of success in this country and world, if I may say so. In India recently, we've seen entrepreneurship failure is taken very personally. And what would you tell young people and entrepreneurs who are like constantly under such stress?
No, I think a failure can be extremely stressful. And, I think if we are too much tied into it, then it becomes even more difficult to deal with. And even for me, even when I lost my election, I was quite dismayed. I was quite, depressed for some time. But I think quickly I said, no, I think this, let me move on. And that's when I moved on and I got into investing in startups. We launched the X-Step. So I did a lot of other things. So I think why you shouldn't, even if you fail, you should, analyze why you failed, take the lessons and move on.
Are you trying to build a business? And is there a right way of building it?
Nandan, also for startups, today, the success criteria has become the valuation, the market share, and then we have all the heroes that we look up to are these billion-dollar companies and all that. Unicorn is in our lexicon. What do you have to say? Like, what's the right way of building a business?
No, I'm still a little old-fashioned. I would rather be a unicorn in revenue than a unicorn in market cap. And I would rather generate cash than burn cash. But that's an old-fashioned view of life.
But do you also look at your investments like that?
I think you do need to burn cash.
Yeah.
But I always look at, do they have a business model which can ultimately flip into profitability?
Yeah. Everyone looks up to you. Who are the people you look up to?
Oh, I look up to so many people. Narayan Murthy, who gave me my first job. Bill Gates, who's a great guy, who's become a great philanthropist. Sam Pitroda, who was a mentor for me in my public service. So many people.
So how does Nandan Nilekani keep the energy and innovation going?
From your life at 64, you're like raring to go. And every time you keep surprising us with coming with something bigger and better and so audacious. How do you continue to do that over the years?
I think it's just that I'm always forward looking. I'm always future looking. So, I'm always looking at, maybe it's a problem. You make it sound like it's a strength. Maybe it's a problem. But I keep wanting to do new things all the time. And I want to be relevant. I want to add value in every day of my life. And if you want to be relevant and add value, then you have to keep current. You have to keep thinking of new things. I mean, a very good friend of mine is Tom Friedman. Tom Friedman is around my age. He's every day, every week he writes two columns in New York Times. He's working on his next book. He travels like crazy. So you just don't give up. You just keep doing it.
He had mentioned Infosys.
Yeah,
no?
The world is flat.
Yeah.
It opens with, in fact, I gave him the help phrase, that title.
Yeah.
So, Tom Friedman to me is a great example. Or Bill Gates. Bill Gates is one of the hardest working people I've seen. He doesn't have to work so hard, but he works very hard. He comes for every meeting fully prepared. These are all role models we can look up to.
So, but were you always like that?
No, I was quite a chilled out guy. I'm still chilled out, but I also work hard.
We want to be like you. What do we do?
Stay cool.
But we are.
I mean, work hard, but stay cool.
Work hard, but stay cool and constantly be curious and learn.
Keep learning. Life is a continuous learning journey. Keep reinventing yourself.
Nandan, what's a scale mindset?
Scale mindset is from day one, thinking of problem solving at population scale.
And that you had during Infosys days also.
I learned scaling at Infosys. Infosys for many years was relatively a small company. But in the mid-90s, it started setting very ambitious goals, $1 billion, $10 billion. So that was my first experience in scale thinking, which I then applied to population scale in Aadhaar.
What's most precious to you in life?
My family and my grandson.
And what is one thing that you could let go?
I think I could let go of fame.
You can?
Yeah.
And what is one thing that gets you to wake up every day and go?
I think just discovering some new big idea which suddenly all my neurons start connecting and I think, oh my God, all this is possible.
Wow, thank you so much.
Thank
Great
you.
Talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Catch the full interview with Nandan Nilekani and founder and CEO of Your Story, Shraddha Sharma, on yourstory.com. Thanks for listening to Lessons from Leaders by Your Story.
Lessons from Leaders by Your Story.